This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I think we all predicted this. I mean, to me, this is predictable. Everybody's in a state of shock, but to me, it's very predictable. And what I thought was predictable, and I'm sure you did as well, is when COVID caused, well, not COVID, but idiotic public officials decide to close everybody down and say, you all, if you're non-essential, lock down. And then when we decide you could open up, you could open up. And then business owners and managers had to scramble to try to hire people back. And the longer a place locked down, the more people felt comfortable not working. Kind of nice to keep getting checks and being with the family and the pets and, you know, enjoy Netflix. It was nice. So Biden, as well as everybody else at play, said, well, pay them more. You want them to come back, pay them more. Bonuses, and we'll let you also work from home, and so all these incentives. And I'm thinking, and I think we spoke about this a lot, and sure you were all thinking the same thing, well, what happens if these bosses or managers or employers can't maintain what they promised? What if all these higher wages are going to break the bank? Are there going to be layoffs? Are we going to face a recession? This was last year. Are we going to face struggles where employers are going to be like, no, we can't, this isn't sustainable? Well, yeah, I think a kindergartner could have figured that out. Well, one such symptom of this is automotive giant Honda. Honda is asking for their workers, and I'm not saying this is right, but I'm saying this is predictable. Honda is asking for their workers at an Ohio factory to repay part of their bonuses back because the company was quote-unquote too generous. Not exactly sure how much the overpayment needs to be. Not exactly sure if this was an error, but staffers have been asked to deduct the money from future paychecks or pay the outstanding amount up front by cash or check. If they don't choose, the company's just going to start deducting. Now, this is at the Marysville Honda Motors Company factory in Ohio. According to WCMH NBC4, a memo distributed Tuesday said that the bonuses have been overpaid and gave workers a September 22nd deadline. Otherwise, Honda, if they don't choose one way or the other, Honda's will choose. So according to Honda's statement, they told Fox Business Digital, earlier this month, Honda provided bonus payments to its associates, some of whom received overpayments. Issues related to compensation are a sensitive matter, and we are working quickly on this item to minimize any potential impact to our associates. Since this is a personnel issue, we have no further information to provide related to this matter. The wife of one employee, speaking on a condition of anonymity, told the station that he owned Honda nearly 8% of the bonus, which is a sum totaling hundreds of dollars. That is, he said, you know, a car payment, that's half our mortgage. That's 2-3 weeks worth of groceries. That's a lot of money for us. Now, there's a chance we might not be getting the full story. I can't tell you how many times I've caught payroll make a mistake. And a lot of times it's like, well, it's not the employee's fault. But if there is an error, then before the employee even spends the money, You know, it's, okay, it looks like there was an error on the paycheck. It's going to be, you know, corrected on future paychecks. And that is, that's something that employers are allowed to do. If there is a payroll mistake and a payroll error, it gets fixed. Remember there was somebody whose ATM said that there was millions of dollars in their account, so they withdrew it all, and now the cops got it back, the feds got it back. If it was a mistake and it was an error, you know, you saying, well, I spent it already, doesn't qualify. But what we're not really understanding is, was this an error by a computer where people got thousands of dollars that they weren't supposed to? Or what the media is making it sound like is they decided to give people bonuses and then they feel it was overpaid. That it was too much. So this is interesting. You know, we're not really getting a lot of, you know, and people are obviously feeling bad, you know. Again, it really depends on what the backstory is. If there was a technical error, you know, and you got an extra $500 in your check, okay, and that's not your money, you know, don't spend it, it's going to have to go back. And yeah, that sucks, it sucks, but you didn't really lose anything. But if they were promised money, and that's kind of what some of the media is making it sound like, and I don't know if we're getting the whole story, but if they were promised, look, you guys are going to get bonuses, and then, we messed up, it really is too much, it's too expensive, well, then that starts to kind of change things, because you promised something. So, overpayments happen. I know this made national news, you know, but the thing that you and I are now addressing, and I've seen this throughout the COVID pandemic, and I'm sure you guys are seeing it too, is companies threw whatever money they could at individuals to get them to work and to get them to come back. And, okay, we'll let you work from home. And now people are grumpy because companies are like, nah, we can't afford this. The productivity's down. You need to be on site. Or, you need to... we're not going to be able to do a year paternity leave, or not, you know, and so these are things that are it's frustrating because you would think that the average company would have that foresight, would have, you know, analysts that could figure that out, but I don't think people realize that inflation would be this much. In fact, 8% inflation, 8 to 9%. We're seeing prices go up almost 50% for things. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So President Biden has said that the quote-unquote pandemic is over as it relates to COVID. So his direct quote, coming from 60 Minutes, is the pandemic is over. We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it, but the pandemic is over. If you notice, no one's wearing masks. Everyone seems to be in pretty good shape. And so I think it's changing, and I think he's speaking about the Detroit Auto Show resuming is a perfect example of it. Now, based on how our public officials and our political officials acted during the pandemic, if you want to say the pandemic is over, I am not going to stop you, all right? because that means hopefully mandates don't come back, lockdowns don't come back. If that's going to be your attitude, that this isn't the most scariest thing in the world, that needs to cause political figures to take on measures and overreach with their power, then for the love of God, fine. Say the pandemic is over. If you're going to stop all the spending, I will support that. By definition, though, it's a little iffy if we could say the pandemic is over. So there's a few different definitions we could look at. So according to the National Institutes of Health, their definition of a pandemic is an epidemic of disease or other health condition that occurs over a widespread area, multiple countries or continents, and affects a sizable part of the population. So with that definition, COVID is out there. We are having thousands and tens of thousands of cases still come up in other countries. So this is something that's still widespread and it's out there. But another sort of definition looking at pandemic looks at the onset or the speed of it. So if you look at Merriam-Webster's, and we don't really go to Merriam-Webster for our medical definitions, but why not in this case, okay? I mean, they justifiably can offer a definition as well. Their definition of pandemic is occurring over a wide geographical area affecting a significant portion of the population, characterized by very widespread growth or extent. That's the adjective. And the noun form is an outbreak that occurs over a wide geographical area, typically affects a significant portion, but an outbreak of sudden, rapid spread growth or development. So somebody could even say that, well, at the beginning it was pandemic, and it acted as a pandemic because it just spread across the world. Well, once we also were able to test it, and we're like, this is new, this is now all over. The speed of it was in a pandemic phase. Now that, well, it's out there and we're living with it, is it considered pandemic? Do we consider diabetes a pandemic? Depends on the definition. Diabetes is all over the place. And it seems to be rising. Doesn't seem to be stagnant. But because diabetes has always been with us, we don't say, well, okay, we're seeing a pandemic. You know, personally, I think you could use that term for anything that is ubiquitous. Now, do I think COVID's going away? Oh, hell no. I think COVID is here to stay because we still haven't figured out its origins. I believe it was at the Lancet this last week even is accepting the thought that it might have came from a lab, that it might have been a lab leak. I'll double check that and I'll report on that in a few. But we still don't have our finger on the pulse of where the hell this came from, if it was orchestrated by anybody, if somebody really dropped the test tube, or what the hell happened. And because there's still cases, and because there's still waves, we are still within the pandemic. But do we necessarily have to have the political definition of pandemic? The political definition of pandemic, especially with our politicians, was if it's a pandemic, it's a state of emergency, and with that state of emergency, we get to take measures that wouldn't always be taken. No, we're not in a state of emergency. We've got to be very careful to use those terms properly. So is Biden right or is Biden wrong? Well, if Biden still wants to fund and is still saying we need funding, then he is accepting the fact that, yep, COVID is still here. I think the latest package, I just need to double check this, all right, because I want to give you guys accurate information. According to NPR, his administration seeks an additional $22.4 billion from Congress to keep funding the fight against COVID. Now, the U.S. is still getting daily deaths. How many recently? I don't have a number. We still have thousands still in the hospital throughout the country fighting COVID. I just diagnosed another 3-4 people this weekend. Oh, no, this Sunday. This was after the Dallas game. So I can't tell you. Yeah. Yeah, because there was a few more, but COVID is still out there. People are still getting COVID. But are we going to use the term pandemic? So technically, you know, how I look at it is pandemic means you have an entity that is prevalent, not just in one small location, city, community, but it is spread throughout a country or throughout multiple countries. And it is still a threat to somebody, whether it's cold, whether it's diabetes, whether it's cancer, right? It's still a potential threat. It doesn't necessarily mean we need to use quote-unquote pandemic measures. And so if the government didn't do what they had done, I think we would be a lot more willing to accept certain terminology. And so we have to be very, very careful, because when we were locked down, when we were mandated to get vaccines, and mind you, I support getting a vaccine, I just don't support a mandate. You want to get vaccinated, I am very, very grateful that the government had vaccines available. I love the fact we have updated vaccines. I think that's fantastic. However, nobody should have forced it. And when things were forced on us, it was, well, we're in a pandemic. We're in a pandemic. And I'm like, well, we've been in a pandemic for a bunch of things. So are we going to stop sugar? Are we going to tell all donut shops to close down because we have a pandemic of diabetes and we have a pandemic of obesity? So if pandemic is not going to be wielded as a weapon for political actions that are severe overreach, I am fine with us still using the term, because technically the virus is out there. We are going to get another wave. We still have to fight it. It's year long. This isn't just a once a year, you know, flu thing. This is something that could come, you know, any season. There's no technical COVID season. So it is still a pandemic. But do we need to still commit $22.4 billion in funding? So, right, where does that funding go to? Okay, well, if the funding is going to the vaccines, and we all are enjoying the fact that we are buying, you know, we are getting our vaccines for free. Okay, that does cost money, and that money goes to that. If it's going to test kits, free test kits. Now, the government has stopped sending free test kits. They might with this new funding, but I've been having a lot of issues with our test kits. I can't tell you how many times family members are like, only my husband tested positive, but the rest of us are negative. But we all have the same symptoms. Well, so these test kits, I don't know if I would spend a lot of money on them until they were updated for some of the newer variants, because it's very mixed depending on which company you get. If it's on education, you know, wear a mask, we have stickers for everybody, I would almost rather the money go for, you know, let people have access to N95 respirator masks. I think COVID money should have been, and I said this from day one, and I think President Trump started it, but I don't know if he ever finished it, was making more N95 respirators. We're going to have things that are even bigger and badder than COVID. And we are very unprepared. The masks we all wore were half-assed. And we need decent masks. So if you are going to use that COVID money such that we are prepared for the next wave, we are prepared for the next respiratory illness or the next pandemic, I'm fine with that. I would love all homes to have a pulse oximeter. You got to keep in mind that those of us with different pigment, it might not pick up as well. There was a study looking at forehead thermometer readings on black individuals. So our pulse oximeters need to be updated, but I would love all families having access to one. I'd love families having access to SVN machines, nebulizer machines. So it'd be nice to see what that funding is going to. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, trader. Listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Fiona is taking aimfall at the Dominican Republic after leaving Puerto Rico in the dark. The hurricane made landfall in the United States territory Sunday afternoon. The National Hurricane Center says maximum sustained winds were clocked at 85 miles per hour and the entire island lost power. History is unfolding in the UK as the nation says farewell to its longest reigning monarch. Queen Elizabeth II's funeral was held Monday as members of the royal family joined mourners, including various heads of state, in paying their respects at Westminster Abbey. A new database tracking fossil fuel production reserves and emissions is launching Monday. The Global Registry of Fossil Fuels is the world's first global registry of fossil fuel assets and includes data for more than 50,000 oil, gas, and coal fields. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we're only about 50 days away from the midterms, yet it seems like 2024 campaign is already underway. And, I mean, we're like, can we get through the midterms first? But no, just seems like people are trying to already become fixated in our minds as to they're going to be the next candidate. And one such figure who we're seeing that really seems to get out there and try to look presidential even though you or I might not necessarily agree with that, is Governor Newsom. And we are being told by one source that there are no ifs, ands, or buts. He will run for president if Biden does not. That he will undeniably and unequivocally run for president. Now, Governor Gavin Newsom, handsome, younger. There's been a lot of criticism over how our presidential candidates are older and Biden's, you know, fumbling around and gaffes have been focal points in the media. So Gavin Newsom has the youth. He has the experience in terms of running the most populous state in the union, but some of his political choices leave a lot to be desired. And so some people are mixed. According to a California fundraiser with ties to the Newsom family told The Wrap, after this midterm election is over, he is absolutely going to announce that he is running for presidency once Biden announces that he is not running. So Biden told 60 Minutes, my intention, as I said to begin with, is that I would run again. But it's just an intention. He said, is it a firm decision that I run again? That remains to be seen. So what Biden is saying is he intends on running. He's setting up that's a very interesting statement from a president. Okay? I mean, you know, again, the wishy-washiness, be strong, either I'm running, and I get that he can't announce that he's not going to run. I get that that could be a not the most timely announcement, but if you're going to run, then you say, I'm running again. I love this country. There's more I need to do. I'm going to see this through, and if I don't get it completed in my first 4 years, I'm definitely going to get it completed in my next. That should be the answer. Instead, it's my intention is that I would run again. Is it a firm decision that I run again? That remains to be seen. So what Biden is already setting up for is the exit, that he may not run. Now, of course, people are like, does that mean it's going to be Kamala running? Does it mean it's going to be Newsom? Does it mean it's going to be Michelle Obama? Is it going to be Hillary Clinton? So I see the anxiety on both sides. For the Democrats, they're nervous, and the Republicans are very nervous. So if Biden doesn't run, you have Kamala Harris, Senator from California, prior senator, obviously. You have, Pete Buttigieg. There's so many individuals who are going to want to throw their hat into the ring. Gavin Newsom does seem to have the grit and the funding that could, give him some longevity. But then again, Kamala dropped out of the primary really early on. Didn't matter. She's now the closest to the presidency than anybody of the other primary candidates besides Biden. Now, what is though interesting is people wanted to recall Newsom. There were 2 million signatures that led to a special recall. But it didn't. Newsom didn't get recalled. It wasn't enough. How I guess it worked is it split the vote. So it was, okay, do you want him recalled, yes or no? And then if no, then who would you pick? And then you had to pick, and then based on whoever was picked. And it didn't even get to the point where there was enough who said they wanted him recalled. So it is interesting. Newsom does have that youth. He has that. Again, he's got the money. And, Biden running or not is tough. If he says before the midterms, which he won't, that he's not running again, then people will think he admitted defeat, or he admitted that he's not well enough, that he, because the thing with this is, and forgive me if I'm old school with this, but if you are going to run for president, you need to have in your mind that you are going to be there for the whole 8 years. Now I get, God has a plan. Your health comes first. But we were noticing, we were questioning whether Biden could do it. I mean, let's say the Biden presidency, you know, was strong. Let's say what he did was fantastic. You don't do that to the American people where you quit halfway. And, you know, so there's been a lot of questions on whether he should have ever run and put out other potential candidates. And I get it. He had a long career. This was the epitome of his career. I get that he wanted it. But it is a little selfish. And if you can't run the whole 8 years, and you can't, then you know, you're doing your, I mean, now people are saying don't run because it's doing us a disservice. But if you are going to commit, you know, like with Trump, I was worried about Trump's health too. But Trump, you know, is like, okay, you know, if you think you got at least 4 years and you could do all 8 years, because that's you want that longevity. You want to know that somebody you vote for, if they are able to do a good job, you could get them again. Not this, you know what, let me just fake it till I make it. We don't want that. I don't think that's the best for the country. So now, here we are, barely 2 years into his presidency, and even though the question started early on in his presidency, on if he could even make it the full 4 years. I told you, my prediction is Biden is not going to want to leave on a sad note. He's going to want to leave on a high note. So how do you leave on a high note? You do something historic. So I figured, you know, rather than him saying, I'm not going to run, he'd do something like, I'm going to give you guys the first female president. And I'm going to step down and have Kamala your president. And I know that sounds outlandish, and it sounds completely like, oh, who would do that? But I got to tell you, I don't think he likes the idea that people are asking him not to run. He's going to want to make this his decision. And he's going to want to not step down because he's older or feeble or forgetting things. He's going to want to make it look like this was a calculated decision. Not because he had an unpopular presidency, but because he wanted to do something for America. And that's why I wouldn't be surprised if he did pull something like that where, you know what, I have some health issues I need to address. I am going to resign and have Kamala become your first female president. I did this. Godspeed. I don't know. That's just something I honestly, with all the drama going on, it wouldn't surprise me. So, you know, America we respected our elders. We loved our elders. But with the latest debacles, we have nearly 3/4 of Americans now asking for maximum age limits for elected officials. Now, this was only a survey of 2,000 adults, but overall 73% or more of these adults called for age limits, and they want it cut off by the age of 70. That at least 40% of respondents. You got Nancy Pelosi, who's 82, Mitch McConnell, who's 80, Joe Biden, who's 79, Donald Trump, 76, and the average age of senators who started Congress last year was 64.3 years. So people want younger. The only thing is are younger individuals have the experience enough? Do we need experience? We're going to talk about that next. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So survey after survey comes out saying Americans want younger politicians. They think Joe Biden being 79, Nancy Pelosi being 82, Trump being 76, Mitch McConnell being 80 is too old. And in fact, the latest YouGov poll surveyed that the majority of, or a good number of Americans want there to be age limits on our politicians, especially senators, being no greater than 70 years old. So the question arises, if Americans keep wanting younger politicians, and this isn't anything new, trust me. Guys in the 50s and, you know, gals in the 50s and 60s and 70s, they're always like, I want somebody younger. I want somebody. Why aren't they voted in? The youth have always been asking for younger individuals in Congress. But they're not asking for it. It's not happening. Why not? So as we said, Governor Gavin Newsom appears, according to one source, to be unequivocally and undeniably ready to run if Biden says he doesn't run in 2024. Now, I think he's 56 years old, Governor Newsom, 54. I think he's 54 years old. Anyway, he's in his 50s. So he is younger. I know to a lot of young people, they're like, only 50s is old. Not when you're in your 50s. It's not old at all. It's pretty young. But he is younger than Biden, who would be well into his 80s when he runs again. But I think this is something that we do need to talk about. Why aren't younger individuals elected? Now, I mean, John F. Kennedy was younger. That, sadly, ended tragically. I don't think it had to do necessarily with his age. But we generally go for older senators, older congresspeople. Younger individuals don't seem to do as well. Look at the primary. Pete Buttigieg, young, millennial, didn't go far in the primary. Kamala Harris, she got knocked out really early on. Younger Beto O'Rourke, that Biden was chosen. Same thing with the Democratic convention years prior with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Both seniors. Younger people couldn't compete. On the Republican side, you do have younger individuals. Abbott's a little younger. DeSantis is younger. But there's a chance that Trump is going to be the front runner. So what is it? What is it about the psychology of the voter where they vote for the older person? I mean, many of us will be like, huh, you know, we wondered if Ruth Bader Ginsburg was alive. You know, and you know, you wonder what the mentality is of people who are older. We worry about Biden's. We worry about Trump. We worry about, you know, if there could be any cognitive deficits when they're older. Yet we keep electing older individuals. Why is that? Well, one is maybe you do have, and voters might not want to admit this, but maybe voters have a problem with voting somebody younger than them. Maybe they say, we want youth, but I'm not going to vote for somebody younger than I. Maybe people are so self-conscious about their age that they don't want to vote a 30 or 40-year-old in because they think that they are, you know, young whippersnappers or less mature or less seasoned. So, you know, the largest population is our baby boomers. One of the biggest populations we have is our baby boomers. So if many of them are like, well, I'm not going to choose these younger people who I feel didn't work as hard as I or don't understand, that could be a part of it. The other is the money. Donald Trump is rich. Hillary Clinton is rich. Biden is rich. These younger individuals might not have the money to go the distance. And I think that could also be where they do well in the primary. People like them, but because they have to reach fundraising levels, they can't. Also, the Clintons have had decades of time and opportunity to make contacts and to meet donors. Same thing with Trump. So what, you know, and Biden's. So, but when you have younger individuals, they might not have had the name recognition. Or I could get Caesars Entertainment people or the MGM people to support me, or they're younger. So it could also be they just don't have the fundraising power because they just haven't been around as long or it had a career as long to garner that. You know, it is amazing how much difference 10 years did when I was asked to run for office 10 years ago compared to now. The access I would have to fundraising is completely different 10 years more into it. Because of all the work I do, you just meet more people. You're just, I mean, the longer you're in the game, the more, and I don't want to run for office, but it does make a difference. So when you have these young people out of school, new in their career, saying, I'm going to make a change, a lot of people are like, who are you? And, you know, how do we don't have that longevity with you. But there's got to be a reason. There's such a disconnect why people keep asking for younger individuals, but they don't get voted in. Keep Buttigieg, Kamala Harris out of the primary early on. Now, if we did have a Governor Newsom and a Ron DeSantis election, that would be, I think, a first for two young people going at it. I mean, maybe Nixon and Kennedy were younger as well, but they looked older. I mean, now we, for some reason, we look a lot better, I think, younger than, you know, what Nixon looked like. But, you know, if Trump and Biden don't run, you'd probably see a Abbott Newsom or a DeSantis Newsom matchup. Maybe. But it seems like, you know, a good number of Republicans want Trump to run, and I don't know if Biden's going to give up his seat. It sounds like something's very interesting with the way he worded it, where it's his intention to run, meaning he wants to, but leaving it open for him not to. So that was a very interesting statement. So I don't think he's going to run again. Now, I told you what I think. I think he's going to, you know, early retire and put Kamala in there to give her, to get, so he gets the credit for a female president. I know that kind of seems outlandish, but that's one of the possibilities, I think he might do. So, you know, we as Americans, we look at what's been happening with Biden, and sadly, people's attitudes towards seniors have now really regressed. Rather than respecting our elders, and they're a wealth of knowledge, and they could bring so much, people are looking at seniors as out of touch, as cognitively lacking. I mean, look at what people say about Trump and what people say about Biden. I mean, there's such a disrespect now that there might be this push, you know, for there to be a younger individual. But also, here's the thing, though. People look at younger individuals as being very machete-like with their moves, very extreme, very quick and uncalculated. And so some people fear somebody young going, I'm going to change the world. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Well, some people don't like that. They're like, slow it down. You young people, you always want to change the world. You realize if you throw a cannonball into the pond, like Obamacare transformed healthcare to it's never going back. I love the fact that we could, you know, we address pre-existing conditions, but Obamacare was a big, huge cannonball. And some people might have thought it was Obama's youth that made him come up with something so drastic. And it's difficult to fix. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.